Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is December 18th, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Connie Koch, a spiritual director and retreat director for the Center at Merriandale in Ossining, New York. Sister Connie is also the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Hope, and her preaching today is entitled Compassionate and Thoughtful.
Let us pray. God of our ancestors, you show us faithful love. On this International Migrants Day, we pray. Be our refuge, O God. Safeguard migrants and help them find welcome and opportunity. Amen. A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention, when behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took his wife into his home. He had no relations with her until she bore a son, and he named him Jesus. The Word of God presents Joseph truly as a model of trust, faithfulness, obedience, and love. We also hear in today's Psalm 72, justice shall flourish in his time and fullness of peace forever. We discover in this gospel account from Matthew that without Joseph's loving trust as husband of Mary, our faith story would be very different. No doubt, in his humanness, he struggled. Yet he is described as a righteous man, and so he was unwilling to expose Mary to shame, so he decided to divorce her quietly. Yet again, in the midst of this very difficult dilemma, it is understandable that in a restless night of sleep, he should dream of an angel of the Lord appearing to him. And he heard the messenger say, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife and into your home. It may at first have felt like a nightmare. Yet he held on to this message. Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife and into your home. And so he listened and obeyed. Let us learn from Joseph's integrity from his ability to trust and discern, and so to be encouraged by his God. Today, we would say to one another, wait, wait and listen, and be attentive to God's word. So we now ask for the same grace that Joseph received, to be open and to bring our decisions before God and allow our minds and our hearts to receive such guidance and grace. Then we can pray with Mary and Joseph, let it be done to us according to your word.